Magda, who'd turned up in Wojtek's stead to get the keys, knows where she's going, and her mother, on whom she's finally taken mercy with an email, and Parkaboy. These three know she's going, but someone else, she doesn't know who, knows she's coming. The Boeing's turbines shift pitch. Hi, Mom. I hope you'll forgive my silence, or anyway, not take it personally. I've completed the job I came here for and have been hired by the man who runs/owns the company to do something more directly on his behalf, cultural investigation, not to sound so mysterious about it, around some new ideas about film distribution and how films can be structured. Sounds dull, but actually I've been completely fascinated by it, which is largely why you haven't heard from me. Also, I think it's been good for me to get out of New York and stop thinking so much about Dad, which may also be why I haven't been writing. I know we've agreed to disagree about the EVP thing, but those clips you sent really creep me out. Can't think of a more honest way to put it. But for all of that, I dreamed of him recently, and he seemed to give me a very specific piece of advice, which I acted on, and which proved correct. So maybe there's a point where we don't entirely disagree on that stuff. I don't know. I just know that I'm finally coming to terms with the idea that he really is gone, and the insurance stuff and the pension and all that just feels like red tape. I wish that it was over, but sometimes I wonder if it ever will be. Anyway, I'm also writing to say that I'm headed for Moscow tonight on that same business I mentioned. It's strange to finally be going to the place that Dad was always going off to when I was a kid. It's never seemed like a real place to me, more a fairy tale. Wherever it was that he'd come back from with those painted wooden eggs and his stories. I remember him telling me that it was just a matter of keeping them more or less in check until the food riots started. And when it all just changed, no food riots, I remember I reminded him of that. He said they'd been done in by the Beatles, so the food riots hadn't had to happen. The Beatles and losing their own Vietnam. Have to go now. I'm in departure at Heathrow. I'm glad you're at Rose of the World because I know you like those people. Thanks for keeping in touch, and I'll try to do a better job of that myself. Love, Case. I never really imagined writing to tell you this, but I may have found him. Actually, I may have had an email from him, to which I'm about to reply. I'm at Heathrow, waiting to get on the red eye to Moscow, arriving 5:30 a.m. tomorrow. That's where he says he is. I found somebody who was able to do something with that number of talkies, don't ask me how, actually much better we don't know, and got me an email address. I did something weird, sitting in a park and started writing him a letter, not one I was ever going to send. Kind of like writing a letter to God, except I had the address, and I put it in, and then I guess I sent it. I didn't mean to, or even actually see myself do it, but it sent. Less than half an hour, reply came, said he was in Moscow. Look, I know you want to know everything, but there's not much else, not much content in the reply, and I don't want to copy you on that, not this way. Actually, the way I got that address has left me feeling that none of what we do here is ever really private, and the last thing I want right now is to attract any attention. So bear with me, Parkaboy, hang in, more will be revealed, maybe even all. Whatever, there's a chance I'll know more tomorrow, and then I'll call you. Need to info dump big time. Am I excited? I guess so. It's funny, but I can't even tell. It's like I don't know whether to scream or shit.